Checking at first, now the delivery, and Castillo rips that one into right center field. It'll split the gap and go all the way to the fence. Castillo's going to second. Morioka's the third. Now he's rounding third, coming home. The throw in from Robinson at the cutoff. The tag by Simmons is in time, and he is out at the plate. Beautiful throw by Colton Robinson, the cutoff man, for the final out, and preserves the shutout here in the top of the second inning. Going down to the bottom of the second. Bears coming to bat right after this. Next pitch. Martin sends that one up the middle for a base hit. That'll score Robinson. Simmons rounds third, picked up by Hussey in the outfield. Martin will stay at first, and Simmons will come in. No slide, standing up. It's 4-0 Bears. The next pitch from Jenkins, 1-2. Swung on and missed. High heater got him chasing out of the zone for the final out of the inning. That's Jenkins' first strikeout on the night, and it comes at a crucial time with two on and two out as we head now to the bottom of the third. Bears coming up right after this. Come set is Green. The full count pitch. And Swanson, a grounder past the second baseman. Strash into right for a base hit. That'll shift everyone around one. Now Chambers coming home. And he gets in without a throw. It's now 6-0 Bears. No one holding on. Defense playing all the way back to the grass. Runners moving. That pitch. Strike three called. And Benson can feel it. A fastball that sailed on the inner part of the plate. And caught him looking to end the inning. We'll be back for the bottom half of the seventh. Stretch time here at Mel Olson Stadium. 7-0 Bears lead. And now he has one on and one out. And a big turn on that one by Simmons. Deep into left field. Going back to left fielder. Looking up at the fence. It's gone. Cody Simmons with his third home run of the season. And he's cut the deficit in half. It's 4-2. McBride so far tonight has reached base in every plate appearance he's had. And called strike three. Andrew Ellingson works out of a jam, only allowing one run with the bases loaded on the strikeout looking of McBride to end the inning. Benson now set again. Morioka with another lead, and here it is. And Castillo at a little number. Benson with a slide to his right to make the nice fielding play and a strong throw to first from his knees for out number three. So Stoffel has finished his warm-ups, and now time is called once again. And here comes Cole Connolly and Mason Harris to greet Carl Stoffeld, who was never going to pitch tonight, as now the entirety of the Bears field comes in to greet Carl. They call him Grandpa, the oldest member of the Highline Bears, no longer eligible, and a special night for Carl. 2 years with the Highline Bears program, a student of Alabama, the Crimson Tide, and a longtime Seattle native of this area. A special moment for Carl as he's greeted by his teammates, loved ones, strong support from the Bears fans as this is his final appearance as a Highline Bear.